welcome back to the Shane and I Show. My name is Shane.
My name's Max. I've got a stuffed animal of an axolotl.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, an axolotl.
Is that the pink thing with the three horns?
They're not really horns, but yeah, that's what that is.
Just with that smile on it?
Yeah.
Makes it look fucking evil.
Well, they're fucking adorable. If you ever see a picture of a real one, they're adorable. They're one of those animals. You know how some animals are just naturally cute?
Yeah. But it's creepy because of the way it's a stuffed animal that just kind of has that shitting grin. It's kind of creepy.
Well, yeah, it's a stuffed animal. It's vaguely axolotl-like.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
But real axolotls are adorable.
Look that up, people.
Yeah.
Hey, this is a podcast about nothing.
That makes you think of something.
And real quick, we are sponsored by Mindgrinder Coffee, mindgrindercoffee.com. Go and get you some.
Do it.
$15. Our Keurig cups are $13. They come 12 in a box. 15 grams of coffee, which is bigger than the average Keurig cup that you get at the grocery store.
Yeah.
If you buy any two coffees or any two Keurig cup boxes and use the code FREESHIPPING24 at checkout, you get free damn shipping.
Fucking do it.
If you see me out on the street in person and you want some coffee, I usually have some on me.
Yeah.
We can just Venmo that shit and save you money on shipping.
Fuck yeah.
So there you go.
All that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's going on, Max?
I don't know. I'm chilling.
Chilling?
Yeah.
How's your week been?
It's been good. We're not going to talk about that thing that I told you about before.
Because they might be listening.
There are policies and whatnot.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been, it's been.
The government might be listening.
Yeah, the government might be listening.
Yeah, man. That's cool.
Yeah.
You jive turkey?
Yeah. I am a jive turkey, as are you, yes, sir.
I am a jive
turkey. You're a jive turkey. Hey, you were alive back when people, maybe you were 3 years old, but you were alive back when people said that.
Dude,
shit.
Dude, they said it in the 70s. I was born in 71.
Yeah. So when you were 3 years old, people were saying that shit.
People were saying jive turkey
dynamite.
Another stuff.
Hell yeah.
I remember growing up and there was a show called Good Times I was on. It was already in, I don't think it was on TV at the time. I think it only ran for like three seasons. But it was always on, like, syndication.
Yeah.
Like, it was always on reruns.
Reruns and shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was a kid, that was Seinfeld, man.
Yeah, for me, it was Good Times and Leave It to Beaver.
Leave It to Beaver was on when I was a kid, yeah. Too, yeah.
Leave It to Beaver was, like, on all the fucking time. Like, they'd do it at, like, 10 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
For me, it was on every, like, weekday afternoon.
Yeah.
At, like, 4 o'clock or whatever.
Yeah.
And I thought it was just the shittiest show. I'd never wanted to watch it.
I used to really like it. I thought it was funny. It turns out it wasn't a comedy. I thought it was a comedy.
Yeah.
Shit, it used to make me laugh.
I thought it was, it's not a sitcom?
No.
It's a drama?
No, I don't think, I think it was supposed to be like, I don't know what it was supposed to be.
I mean, this was the early days of TV, yeah, when they were still figuring shit out.
Yeah, it could have been a comedy, but they never labeled it as comedy. Like, they would say, like, Andy Griffith, the Andy Griffith show, that old show.
Yeah.
They said that was a comedy, so.
Yeah. Well, Andy Griffith is funny. So is. I Love Lucy. Yeah. That was great.
But Leave It to Beaver just crack me up, man. You used to, there's some stuff they used to say in that where you were like, dude, did they just say that?
Well, back in the 50s, Beaver didn't mean what it meant.
I know,
to
but they
those
used to,
Gen
she,
X kids.
Beaver would get in trouble, and I swear to God, I know people say this a lot in like pop culture and stuff.
Uh huh.
But there, I remember an episode where Beaver got in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And Ward, his dad, came down hard, like, punished them pretty good.
Yeah.
And June, the wife, was like, Ward, don't you think you were a little hard on the Beaver last night?
Yeah.
Like, and shit, that shit used to crack me up, hearing lines like that.
Yeah. 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 I get it. Yeah.
So I was also thinking, since we're talking about TV shows and whatnot, brings me to this. Actors that you think are overrated, but everybody else likes.
Dick Van Dyke.
We're sticking with the old.
I'm thinking about old timey.
I could go with Dick Van Dyke because he was a pretty big deal back in the day.
He was. And I've seen the Dick Van Dyke show.
It was horrible.
Not for me, man. Like, oh, he tripped over the fucking ottoman. Wow.
Yeah. But that was like ahead of its time comedy back then, though.
I guess.
But I can agree with you with Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
That's all you got?
Oh, no, I got more than that. It was just, that was on the topic of what we were talking about before. That's my segue.
Okay.
Oh, Dick Van Dyke.
That's a good segue.
Yeah.
See, people, if you're listening and you're figuring out how to do segues in podcasting, Max just did it.
I just did it.
Boom.
I just,
there you go.
I carried the previous topic into the current topic, and now you brought it up, so you go.
All right, my two?
Yeah.
I got Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
But I don't know if people actually really like Kevin Costner or not. I personally think he's horrible.
I there have been some Kevin Costner films that I fucking loved, but continue.
Right. And my other one is Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson is like what Harrison Ford was in the 90s. He plays the same fucking character over and over again. You remember when Harrison Ford did all those movies like Air Force One and all that shit?
Yeah.
And that, all he did was he wanted his family back.
Honestly, both he and Liam Neeson have kind of the same like niche. Yeah. Give me my family back.
Get me my family back. But Liam Neeson is just like, oh, I just, because the other day I watched one and I was like, oh, this looks like actually, I saw the preview for it on Netflix. I can't remember what it was called. It wasn't any of the Taken movies because those are the exact same movies all the way through.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, this looks actually pretty good. There was no mention of a family, nothing like that.
Right.
And guess what he has to do during the movie?
Rescue his daughter.
He has to rescue his wife and his son.
Give me my family back.
Give me my family back. Yeah. But Harrison Ford, who I like, did those kinds of movies. And he did like Patriot Games. And even though they were kind of good movies, there are like Air Force One.
Loved it.
Yeah.
It's like, Mr. President, evacuate the plane. He's like, they have my family.
Give me my family back.
I'm going to go full commando on this airplane.
Give me my family back. But those are like, but see, I like Harrison Ford. I don't know if it's because I grew up on Star Wars or whatever.
Hey, man.
He could do a horrible movie.
You and me both. Hey, dude, Harrison Ford and Liam Neeson, both great Star Wars actors.
Yeah. But see, even in Star Wars, I was always waiting for Liam Neeson to be like, where's my daughter?
Yeah, but he didn't. I thought he made a pretty look when. So I get what you're saying, because Liam Neeson does the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah.
But when he does something different, he's pretty good at it.
I don't know, man.
So he made a good Jedi. Jedis don't have families. He was good Jedi.
He was good in Star Wars. I'll give him that.
Yeah, he was good in Star Wars.
I'll give him that.
He
but
was
you can't take me on Kevin Costner. I'm
not done with Liam Neeson. Okay, I'm not done with Liam Neeson. That guy can do comedy like no one's business. And I think it's because he knows that when people see him, they expect, give me back my daughter.
Right.
And he plays off, he can play off it beautifully.
Give me a Liam Neeson comedy movie because I might have to check it out.
He, I can't think of a Liam Neeson comedy movie, only like comedy bit parts. Like he will do a cameo.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. That's what I got on Liam Neeson.
Kevin Costner is somebody that I was kind of okay with him when he did like the Field of Dreams and fucking
Dances with Wolves.
Nah, Dances with Wolves was a little overrated, I thought.
Well, people loved it. I actually never saw it.
Either have I. I've never watched it all the way through, I should say.
Okay, maybe we should watch it before we judge him too harshly, but let's just continue to judge him.
There's two good ones in the early 80s and 90s,
okay.
I think. Bull Durham was good, but he had a really good supporting cast. He wasn't like the main guy.
Yeah.
Bull Durham was a really good baseball movie.
Yeah.
And then he did another baseball movie. He did Field of Dreams, but Field of Dreams was good.
Yeah. I also haven't seen either of those.
Bull Durham's good.
Okay.
Field of Dreams is I don't know. People like it. I'm kind of
All right.
I'm kind of with it.
All right.
Meh.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Never seen it. If you build it, they will come. That's all I know.
Yeah, that's all I know, too.
There's baseball fields in the corner.
I've tried watching Dances with Wolves several times, and every time I fall asleep.
Well, maybe sit down with cup of Mind Grinder coffee.
Yeah.
That's your product plug.
Another segue.
Yeah. Sit down with a piping hot cup of Mind Grinder coffee and watch that film through.
You could order it on mindgrindercoffee.com.
I highly recommend it. It'll keep you awake during Dances with Wolves.
But see, the other thing is like with him, it's like what did it for me, right? Was he did Waterworld and The Postman back to back, right?
Yes.
And it wasn't like he didn't just he directed them.
Yes, he did.
Started them.
He produced them. He might have had a hand in writing them.
Yeah, I think they're based off a comic, if I'm not mistaken.
Maybe. I don't know.
But they were horrible. Both of them. The only good redeeming comic thing that the Postman had in it was it had a cameo from Tom Petty. That's the only thing I remember about
it. All right. The Postman, I cannot remember watching all the way through. I think I just never got around to it.
Right.
Waterworld? Listen to me, man. That movie came out when I was like 9.
Right.
And to me, that was the coolest shit in the universe.
Really?
I thought it was so fucking water monsters and water worlds and water pirates and all the water. It was very, very cool. He had gills.
I guess if you're 9.
I was 9.
Yeah. I guess if it was 9, it would be cool.
Yeah, I was 9, man.
Maybe it was because I was in my rebellious teenage years.
You could see it for the because I've seen it as an adult.
Yeah.
It's not a good movie.
No, it's not.
No.
It's pretty awful.
No. Yeah. It's really. Yeah.
And then he just did The Postman right after. I think they were supposed to be like back to back. But it's not as bad as that John Travolta space movie that he did.
Battlefield Earth. Terrible movie. Great book.
Yeah.
That L. Ron Hubbard.
He could write
one hell of a fiction author.
He could write some science fiction.
That guy knew his like he could write a compelling sci-fi novel.
That was the word that I think they both came out around the same time, if I remember correctly.
I think Battlefield Earth came out after those.
Yeah,
not long after those. Yeah. But they're all like mid to late 90s things.
Yeah, but yeah. God. I remember just watching, having to sit in the movie theater to watch The Postman.
Mm-hmm.
Cause all my friends, everybody was hyped about it. Everybody's like, oh, it's going to be killer. It's post-apocalyptic war. I don't remember shit about that movie. I seen it once.
All right.
And the only thing I remember is Tom Petty having a cameo.
Okay.
And I'm like, that just paid for my ticket right there. Cause I was kind of a Tom Petty fan back then.
There you go. So what you're saying is Kevin Costner did not steal the show.
No, he did not. Tom Petty did with one line.
All right, cool. All right. But from what it sounds like, your problem with Kevin Costner's acting was what he did as a producer and director.
You could say that, but I didn't like it.
I did say that.
I didn't like it. I didn't like that show fucking Yellowstone either.
Haven't seen it.
I tried watching. I got 2 episodes in and I was like, I'm fucking done with this.
People tend to love it. I haven't seen it. I saw the fucking Hatfield McCoy miniseries. That was pretty good.
Right. But he's not the star, is he?
Oh, he probably gets more screen time than anyone else.
Right.
But cause you know, he's Mr. Big Hatfield.
That's
Mr. Big McCoy, whichever one
that's
of them.
Right.
Anyway, but it's not like he was a superb actor in it. But it's not like the role called for a superb actor.
Right. It's Hatfield and McCoys.
Yeah.
One of the greatest cowboy feuds ever.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't cowboys, but yeah. fucking feuding families in Appalachia.
Yeah.
Fucking killing retards and shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to get in trouble for that one.
You are.
All right. Hey, it happened.
It happened. It was a thing. Yeah, man. The other thing that I was thinking about too, since we're on the topic of actors and whatever, is when these fucking guys are in interviews and they talk about the craft. You know what I mean?
The craft.
Yeah. Like, you know, I'm just so into the craft, right?
The craft.
Yeah. Like, you know, this role, I had to dig deep and find that part of me that was just this villain. And you're like, you look at the, whatever the guy's talking about on screen, and you're like, you had to dig deep for that, really?
Well, I could see it. I mean, like, so the first time I watched The Dark Knight.
Right.
And you know how Heath Ledger, like, famously does this incredible Joker in that?
Yeah.
But, like, I had seen pretty much every Heath Ledger movie, not because I was a huge Heath Ledger fan, but he was big, right? Yeah. I was very familiar with Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
I knew who the fuck he was.
Yeah, everybody did.
I watched that whole fucking movie and didn't even know until a week later when I fucking heard somebody else say it that was Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Because he's so completely fucking transformed.
Yeah. I mean, there's guys that can pull it off. Like, he was one of them, but Christian Bale's another guy. Batman himself, Christian Bale is really good at fucking getting into roles.
He is. Christian Bale is a guy that can fucking act, man.
Yeah.
He can fucking act. Yeah.
It's just when you hear
him. Range.
But it's just when you hear him talk about, I don't know what it says, preposterous. Like, you're pretending to be
pretentious.
Somebody like, yeah. It's like, You're pretending to be somebody else, dude.
Well, here's the thing with acting. It is by its very nature pretentious.
Yeah.
You literally just have your job is to have pretense. You pretend.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, I can't act. I'm not going to come out here and say I'm a better actor. Like, don't get me wrong. I think Christian Bale's a great actor, but it's just when they say shit like the craft and the art of it. And
it sounds so fucking... Yeah. So you just want to smack him in the dick. Just like, shut the fuck up.
I just got this picture of you walking up to Christian Bale, just smacking him.
Yeah. Just smacking him into the dick.
Family Guy style.
Yeah. Take your fancy little limp dick and walk home. All right. I have no patience for, oh, the craft. You've acted before. I've acted before. We acted in the same thing.
Yes.
And I found it very challenging.
I did too, even though we were playing an extension of ourselves.
Yes, but I didn't know shit about the craft. I just, I just.
We weren't going to win any Academy Awards.
No, we weren't.
Or Emmys.
I just really tried to fucking like put myself in a weird headspace. Yeah. And then I got it done.
Yeah, that's kind of, I mean, I can understand it from that point of view. I get it. It's like you have to put yourself in these positions where it's like, it's a little uncomfortable sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but just to go on an interview and be like, the craft and the art of it. And, you know, I've done all this research.
Do you remember that old show Inside the Actor's Studio?
Yeah.
Where that fucking guy would interview people.
Yeah. How did you get into this role? I mean, it's compelling. I remember saying shit like that.
Yeah. And they'd be like, oh, I would think about my neglectful father. And
yeah.
I really dug deep.
It's because I come from an abusive home.
Yeah.
I was neglected as a child, and I just sat in a closet and pretended all the time.
Yeah.
Which got me 89 Academy Awards as Best Actor.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking, if I need to, like, have a facial expression of, like, agony,
yeah,
I'll just pinch my ball. Right? That'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's some hard shit about acting. Don't get me wrong. Like,
yeah, the ball pinching is not easy.
Yeah. Like, how do you cry on cue? You know what I mean? That's fucking hard.
Fucking one of my you know who's an under? No, he's not underrated. He's perfectly rated. Henry Winkler.
Yes.
The Fonz and so many other great roles.
He once on water skis jumped over sharks.
Yeah, famously.
Yes.
And
it really happened.
And since then, a whole term, whenever a show does some stunt to try to get ratings, they call it jumping the shark.
Jumping the shark.
Just like the Fonz.
Just like the Fonz.
Just like Winkler himself. Yes. Anyway, Henry, he's a great actor.
Yeah.
But no, I have an overrated actor for you.
Okay.
I have an overrated actor for you.
Adam Sandler?
No, I have not seen enough of his act.
I actually kind of like Adam Sandler.
I think Adam Sandler is he's a good comic actor and a passable dramatic actor.
Right. Give me the person you're thinking of.
Tom Hanks.
I could agree with Tom
Overrated.
Hanks.
Yes. So people love the fucking shit out of Tom Hanks.
They do love some Tom Hanks.
They love the fucking shit out of Tom Hanks. And I'm not saying he isn't a good actor.
Right.
I mean, like, you know, he's been in some roles and I'm like, oh, I feel it. Right.
Right.
But actually, now that I'm thinking about it, because I was about to talk about how he doesn't have range, you know, because he's always Tom Hanks.
Right.
But he fucking like the range between Big and fucking Forrest Gump. Okay. They both had the minds of children but the fucking
Castaway was actually good.
That was good, man.
And he actually made that whole movie.
Yeah.
The movie by itself, it's like Tom Cruise in Cocktail. You know what I mean? Cocktail would have been a fucking horrible movie if it wasn't for Tom Cruise.
Never saw it.
Really? You really should check it out just based on the fact that here's my take on it.
Yeah.
It would have been a god awful movie,
mm-hmm,
except for Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, fantastic actor. People give him shit because I guess he can be weird in his personal life, maybe. I don't know. But great actor. Fucking Tropic Thunder.
Yes.
His role in Tropic Thunder.
Even though it was short.
Though it was brief, it was one of the finest acting roles I've ever seen.
You know, they were supposed to do a whole movie based on that character.
Yes.
And because of the whole 2020 canceling things, they were like, oh, I don't know. I think they're still talking about making it, but they were like, I hope so. With the kind of comedy that we were doing back then, we couldn't get it. Like, you couldn't even make Tropic Thunder today, which is a fucking huge disappointment. Because Thunder.
And Tropic Thunder was a fucking masterpiece.
Yes.
Man.
As far as a comedy movie goes, yeah, yes.
That movie was incredible. You could not do what Robert Downey Jr. did in that movie. You could not write the role nowadays, even though that was. Not only was it not offensive unless you intend to be offended by it,
right?
But it was just the concept of the role.
Yeah.
Fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, you can never go full retard, man.
I'm just a dude playing a dude and thinks he's another dude.
So many great lines in that.
It's so fucking good.
But everybody's me of another show that I just started watching on Netflix, Blue Mountain State.
Blue Mountain State.
Dude, it is fucking hilarious.
All right.
It was on Spike TV before it was TNT. It was one of those late night Spike TV shows. You remember Spike TV?
I do remember Spike TV.
When they had the man show, they had Blue Mountain State. Alan Richardson, before he played Reacher, he was in this.
Yeah.
Dude, it is so fucking hilarious. It is so wrong. And it's like, you cannot do a TV show like that today.
No, there's a lot of shit you can't do.
It is so raunchy. They have this one thing where the football team is on a 2-game losing streak.
Yep.
Which is probably, I like it so much because it's about football, but whatever. So they lock themselves in the frat house and they do a drug binge bonding exercise where they all take a bunch of drugs that they don't know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they just trip balls and do whatever.
Yeah.
On all these drugs for a night.
Yeah.
To bond as a team. And just some of the shit that happens in this scene, you're just like, oh my God, it's fucking.
No, I could see how that could be a very funny episode. But just from what you said of that, the thing that I took away that just conceptually is very funny to me is that they were on a 2-game losing streak.
Right.
2-game. That's not a streak. Right.
Here's the other, this episode that's hilarious to me.
Yeah.
They have a girl from that's like an incoming freshman with fucking no arms.
No arms.
And they figure out how to get her drunk is they tie a helmet to her head and they put 2 beers in her helmet.
Yeah.
So she could just sip on her. And like, you can't do something like that today. I mean, it's fucking hilarious. That's why I'm laughing right now, because just the whole scene is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And it's comedy gold. But somebody that's going to cruise through Netflix, I guarantee it, somebody that's going to cruise through Netflix is going to get all offended about some of the stuff that's in the show and try to get it taken off Netflix. I'm calling it right now.
I'm sure. But I mean, generally speaking, there's just a lot of shit that you used to be able to do that.
And this show was only in, 2014, 2015 came out, 2013, somewhere in there. Dude,
everything pre-2016.
Right.
Different time.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah. Everything before, or really 2017.
Right.
Different time.
Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me, because Blue Mountain State, if you're out there listening to this show, go watch some Blue Mountain State. It's fucking hilarious.
I'll have to check it out.
Yes.
Yeah. One of the only things that has managed to stand the test of time and, despite being so wrong, has made it through 2017 and continues to this day. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
And I don't know how, dude. They do some wrong shit on that.
They do some fucked up shit on but if there's something about the way they do it, that it's...
I love that show.
God, that show's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
And I don't know how the fuck in season 16 or whatever, they're still... They're not pushing, it's not easy, but they're still keeping it somewhat fresh.
Yeah, but they're not really pushing it like they did in like the early seasons, because they had episodes like the Genghis Jarhead and stuff like that.
The Genghis Jarhead?
Or Towelhead or something like that.
Oh, that was season 2.
Yeah.
When the gang gets anti-Semitic or something.
Yeah. Or like they had episodes like the gang exploits a miracle.
The gang exploits a miracle, yeah.
One of my favorites is Dennis and Dee go on welfare and they get addicted to crack.
Yeah, that one's great. Sweet Dee's dating a retard.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were so many like not okay to do episodes that they could do back in 05, 06, 07. You can't do
some of those are classic.
But at the same time, it's like they they manage to hit these topics without ever like hitting down.
Right.
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 Like the joke was always on them, not on the.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I think that's what makes it work. Is that's why people don't get, I mean, I'm pretty sure people get offended by it, but it's not like they always turn it around to where the gang is always like the scumbags. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Which I guess is the ultimate premise of the show. But yeah, I guess that's how they get away with it.
Right.
And how it still holds up to this day.
Yeah.
Whereas shit that people would laugh about in movies from like the 80s and 90s, and you look at it today and you're like, yo, did he just rape that lady?
Right.
Yeah. That's not funny.
Yeah. Yeah. People get offended by shit.
Yeah.
Like way too easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like way too easy. I don't know.
Some people just, they go through the world seeking something to be offended by.
I think they do, man. I think people, I know people, I have people that I kind of know that are like that. They just want to be offended by stuff all the time. And mm-hmm. It's like, why?
Yeah.
Like, why do you want to just get all worked up over something that has no effect on your life?
I think some people think that I'm going to get deep. And also a little judgy here.
Ooh, deep and judgy. Yeah.
I think some people, everybody in their life in some way is searching for purpose, right?
Right.
A reason to be. What are they doing in to the world? What is, you know, what is their contribution to the world?
Right.
I think some people have no idea what their contribution is, and instead of like digging deep, they're just like, well, if I can get offended on somebody's behalf, then I'm supporting the oppressed, and that's my contribution. And that's yeah, that's how they justify their existence.
Yeah, I could see that. I think a lot of people are like that. A lot of people operate.
And it's if you're searching for meaning, it's low hanging fruit. You know, right. It's easy to grab. But, you know, that's how you get all the fucking,
it's like,
that's how you get so much fucked up shit.
I mean, it's like with all these protests going on, right? At colleges, it turns out like half of the people that are doing these sit-in protests don't even go to the school.
I believe it.
Right?
Yeah.
They were talking about how some of these people were like 50 years old or whatever, my age.
I don't think that's really the point, but, and I get why people are like protesting the shit going on in Gaza. Too.
I get it. Don't get me wrong. I get it.
Yeah. But at the same time, that's a tough, you know what? I'm not tackling that one.
We should
not. I am staying away from that.
Let's do that.
Let's
think of something else.
Yeah.
There's other stuff we could talk about.
Yeah.
That's not as weird as that. And
boy, we got ourselves into a rut, didn't we?
I'm trying to get us out right now.
Yeah, let's get us out, please.
I'm trying to get us out right now. Yeah, but I'm going to go back to Blue Mountain State because I think it's fucking hilarious.
That's good. We've just been kind of walking on thin ice for a minute. Let's change topics here.
So inside the actor's studio.
Inside, that's right. Fucking fuck those Hollywood pricks.
I haven't said it in a while on an episode, but I think just to mess with people, I might call this episode Inside the Actor's Studio.
Inside the Act. I like it. I like it.
Or the Fonz. I'm not sure.
Hey, we're actors and this room is our studio.
Yeah. But that's the thing. I just had this person start at my work. This is something we've talked about before. And she hasn't worked in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know why?
Mm-mm.
You don't want to know why?
I guess I do. Yeah, that's the whole point of it. You just fucking tell me, all right? Don't ask if I want to do it. Just tell me.
Okay, it goes back to something I was trying to say, and I'm trying to get out of this. She tried for 2 years to be a social media influencer.
Okay. You can do that while you also have a job.
I think that's why she finally got a job. She finally figured out that you could do
both at the same time?
At the same time.
Yeah.
And she needed money. Nice lady.
Yeah.
And it was just, I was like, so what kind of work were you? Cause I gotta ask questions when I'm training these people. Cause I'm the guy that trains all the new staff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, so have you worked in this line of work before? And she was like, oh no, I haven't worked in like 4 years. And I'm like, oh really? What'd you do? And she's like, oh, well, you know, I really tried being a social media influencer. I was working with a few brands and you know, they kind of fell through. And so now it's, you know, I took a couple of years to try to go back to online school to figure out what I wanted to do. And And now, you know, here I am. And I was like, okay. And I was just thrown by, like, that's like a career option for people these days, is social media influencer. It still boggles my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we've talked about it, but it just, yeah, it, like, just having an option like that, like, what do you want to do when you grow up, Johnny? Oh, I want to be a social media influencer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just, I don't know. I wanted to be a rock star when I was 8, so.
And but listen, man, that was an actual job and still is.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
But you know, making a living as a rock star is more or less the same odds of making a living as a social media influencer. Don't put all your eggs in that basket.
Right. The smart way to do it is to have a job. And this is what people told me when I was trying to make it as a musician. Like I never made it as a musician. I mean, I'd done some cool shit when I was playing in bands or whatever, but it was never on a big scale. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But people would try to tell me, like, hey, you should probably, like, you know, and I would always work these shitty ass jobs, right?
Yeah.
Pizza parlors, fucking restaurants, whatever. And people were like, you should have a pretty good paying job as a backup. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't, I'm going to be fucking, I mean, I could kind of relate to, because looking at what this girl was telling me, I guess it's like being around what I wanted to do when I was like a young adult, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Being a rock star, and I wasn't going to sell out my art, you know what I mean?
Oh, that was big back then.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sell out. You Gen Xers and your opposition to selling out. We millennials saw you guys doing that and we're like, you know what? Let's just do what they're doing and sell out.
Yeah. But see, now I could do this podcast. We could do whatever. And it's like, I don't have to like suffer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like personally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't have to fucking figure out where my next meal was coming from. Like I did when I was a musician, you know what I mean? Like I don't have to figure out where the rent's coming, because I know I have a job that's going to pay that stuff.
Yeah.
That's shit I didn't get when I was like 21, 22, 20 in my 20s trying to be a musician.
Yeah.
All I wanted to do was play music and get chicks.
Mm-hmm.
I think, did I just say get chicks?
Yes, you did. Look, man, you're being honest.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to be completely honest, that sounds great. That's the life for a young man. I just want to play music and get chicks.
But had I listened to because the guys that were telling me that, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got cats that were telling me like, hey, you should have some kind of job in place in case you don't, you know, this whole rock star thing doesn't work out. These guys are still like, I don't play music at all anymore, right? It's just I got burnt out on it, and I'm trying to make it like that just fucking ruined any chance of me playing music again, and I just put down a guitar. I haven't picked up a guitar in like probably 4 years.
Yeah.
I'm not resentful about it or anything. Like I'm kind of happy that I don't play music anymore. But the cats that were telling me that stuff, they still have like home studios. You know what I mean? They still like, you know, they have nice paying jobs where they can afford to have a nice home studio.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
They still enjoy making music,
do little jingles or whatever. They still have families. Like I thought, like if I was going to be in a band and I was going to do that trip, I wasn't going to have any of that. I wasn't going to have a family. I wasn't going to have any of that stuff. Right. Totally looking back on them, like, I really wish I would have listened to those guys.
Yeah.
I really wish I would have been like, really wish they would have been like, hey, I would have been like, hey, these guys are right. Maybe I should find myself. Like, it doesn't even have to be like a career kind of job. It could have just been a good paying job that would have supported me during that time. You know what I mean? Instead of fucking living on top ramen and macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which is why I can't eat top ramen and macaroni and cheese anymore.
Yeah, I get it. I can't eat top ramen and macaroni and cheese anymore because I'm trying to watch my figure and those things aren't good for it.
Dude, I think at one point I ate top ramen every day for like, I want to say a good solid couple months.
Yeah. Dude, you can live on ramen and eggs.
Yeah.
You can fucking live on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good cut because it was cheap and you could do a lot of stuff with it.
Yeah.
But man, I'll tell you what, by the end of that couple months, my guts couldn't take it anymore.
No, I get it.
My guts couldn't take it. You know what I'm saying? My guts were not happy with me.
Well, you need more dietary fiber.
Right.
You don't get a lot of that in top ramen.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No. And so after that, I tried macaroni and cheese.
Also not rich in fiber.
No. No. How long are we into this? Can I get a, can I get away with this at this point in the podcast?
Do it.
I
think fucking
I can get
do
away.
It, man.
I think I could get away with this point. My poops when I was doing the macaroni and cheese.
Oh, you were checking to see how long it is to see if anyone's still listening. Yeah. Okay, I get it. Yeah, go for it, man.
My poops when I was doing the macaroni and cheese diet.
Yeah.
Were the most foul, big, fucking gnarly things.
Yeah.
Like, it would take me, goddamn, it would take me like 10 minutes on the toilet.
Yeah.
Trying to get this, trying to get it all out.
Yeah.
And they would, they wouldn't be like little, it, they would be like these huge fucking bricks, dude.
Yeah, no fiber.
Yeah, I know. Suffering for the art.
Suffering for the art, yeah.
I was suffering for my creative freedom.
Well, next time you want to suffer for the art, get some Metamucil.
No. I'm not going to do that ever again. I learned my lesson.
No, there you go.
At one point, I had to go to a doctor, and he asked me, this is what got it to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had to go to a doctor, and he was like, so what's your diet like? And I was like, well, it's mostly macaroni and cheese.
It's macaroni and cheese and cigarettes.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Macaroni and cheese, cigarettes, and coffee.
Yep.
He was like, yeah, that's not good.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not good.
He's like, you're a young dude. You should not be so, because my guts would be hurting. Like,
yeah.
I would be, my stomach would hurt. Like, when I'd have to go poop, like, not only would it be big, it would fucking hurt.
Yeah, you need that fucking fiber,
I know,
man.
I know that now. I eat plenty of fiber now. Back then, when I was suffering for the art and my creative freedom,
yeah,
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Right?
Gastric distress.
Yeah, and that's what it was.
Yeah.
And he was just like, okay, we got to introduce some, you got to get some fruit, and you got to get some spinach in your diet ASAP, and it's going to make you feel better.
Yeah, you can eat macaroni and cheese every day and die of malnutrition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was gnarly. I'll never forget that. I was so embarrassed to go to the doctor about having gut pain. And he was like, well, it's a common thing, but mostly for guys in their 50s, not guys that are like 28, 29.
Yeah.
And I was like, uh-oh. He's like, that's when he was like, what's your diet like? So, yeah, long story short, well, yeah, and the moral of this is, if you want to, like, do your thing, your social media thing or your rock star thing, make sure you have, like, some kind of
job.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure you have some kind of other money coming in so you don't got to suffer for the art.
Yes. And it's okay to suffer for the art as long as you can still, like, fucking have some
place to live.
Yeah. Some kind of strategy for continuing to live. Yeah.
Because like I said before, I look at my friends now that are still playing music, and I'm like, that's a sweet setup, man. I got one buddy that has a spare room that's just a fucking studio.
Yeah.
Right? Where his kids can't, like, and it's a for real studio, and he built it over time after he got married, had kids, he got a nice job working at, what did he get a job doing? Doing sound for Lucasfilm.
Oh, hey, that's a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he still plays music, and he's like, he knew that he had to support his family.
Yeah.
And I'm like, see, I should have listened to that guy. So that guy, if you're out there, I'm glad you're doing well. And I think on that note, I think that's the episode.
All right.
Hopefully people made it past our whole offensive portion of the episode.
Yeah. I mean, we started with
inside the actor's studio.
Yeah, overrated actors who I think we eventually decided weren't overrated actors.
I still say Kevin Costner's overrated.
Yeah, no, I guess I'm with you there. He at least nowadays takes a lot of easy roles.
Yeah.
They don't require a lot of effort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is our episode. If you've listened all the way through, as always, we say thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Leave us a little review wherever you listen to your podcasts. You could even leave us a review on our website if you want. ShaneandIShow.com.
Fucking do it, bro.
You could also, if you really want to get fancy, we have a little voice icon thing that comes up, a little microphone on there. And nobody's ever done it. But if you want to, you could record a voice message for us and we will actually play it on the show.
We will play it on the show. Just don't drop any N-bombs or anything.
Yeah, don't be too.
Yeah, keep it within reason.
You just want to say, hey, man, what's up?
Hey, man. Yeah. You could say all sorts of crazy shit. Just don't get us canceled. All right.
Yeah. I think we might've done that already, but
nah. I think we're on the good side of the line.
Right.
We're like tiptoeing on the line, but we haven't crossed the line.
Yeah.
We dodged out of that fucking Gaza protest thing real quick.
Yes.
Yeah.
We needed to do that
too. Yeah, we did. We did. And we got out.
I mean, that could get you in a lot of hot water.
We dipped in and then we dodged out.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that we,
I'm really glad that didn't turn into a whole rant.
Yeah. We didn't go all
crazy.
All fucking. Hey, yep.
We're going to end the episode now.
Yeah. Yeah. Before we say anything else.
Until next time, people.
Yeah. Don't be a dick.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick.